Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. Welcome to another episode of Smart Finance 360, Your Mortgage and More. I'm really excited today because we have real estate agent premier, Jennifer Worley. She focuses a lot on premier and luxury homes. So today, I want to talk about home staging, not only just homes in, you know, regular homes under the sun, but also up to luxury. I want to ask her a series of questions. If you want to list your house, you want to sell your house, what are kind of the pros and cons? What are the things you want to, you know, learn about if you're going to be staging your home? So I'm going to ask professional first. Thank you so much for being on this podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, boy. I've been in interior design for over 20 years, real estate for almost seven. This is my seventh year.
That's a perfect combination to have.
Yeah, it's
those
fun.
Two professionals is a match made in heaven.
I know, right?
So that's great. So tell me about staging real quick. Explain first the benefits. What is home staging for some of the people that may be first-time home buyers or first-time listing their first home that they want to sell? Tell me a little bit about kind of how it works and just 101 will start with home staging.
So the process really, like if you're a seller and you're getting ready to put your home on the market, the most important thing is remembering that when a buyer's coming through, they don't want to see you. They want to see almost like a model home. So the process really needs to be that you go through and you remove everything, family mementos. You know, if your kids draw pictures and they're all over the fridge, those are coming down.
Yeah.
If you've got wild colors on the walls, those have got to go to a neutral palette. You're going to be moving anyway, so everything removed. So declutter and organize and really make it look as though almost no one lives there, but you walk in and you have the feel of being in a home you could imagine yourself being in.
So at that point, you're staging it in a sense that you're making it for the people when they walk in. They can imagine them living there,
totally.
Not you, because you're selling the house. I like that a lot. What about with personalization? Is there anything that you personalize differently in different homes? Like maybe a bigger house, you put bigger couches in? Like what kind of different process do you work with that kind of stuff as far as, you know, staging it?
Yeah, so really it depends on the house. So a lot of times, especially with bigger properties, some of those luxury properties, we're looking for what is the lifestyle or what are the features of the home that we want to draw the eyes to as you walk in. So if you have really great views, you don't want to overstage a room that's going to take away the attention of focusing outside. So a lot of times I will stage furniture to draw the eyes out to that view. Or, you know, if there's a pool, then we're going to, you know, stage the furniture in a way that leads you to go and look outside.
That is a cool tip.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you have a great fireplace, I want to see the furniture staged in a way that creates like an inviting, welcoming space that you want to sit around that fireplace and not feel like you're walking in and it's super cluttered.
Yeah, I think that's really cool that you kind of made a difference between, you know, luxury homes. You said they're looking at a lifestyle at
totally.
That point.
Right.
Regular homes, which is probably the house I live in because I'm a regular old guy. What's kind of the difference between, you know, their focus between luxury and just regular homes?
Right. So the spaces, you know, the heart of the home is the kitchen. So a lot of times the detail goes into the kitchen and the counters, nothing on the counters. You don't want to, you want all flat surfaces to be clean and bare. You know, if you have a dining set, stage the table. If you have a great island, stage it in a way that it looks like the bar stools are inviting. If there's a living room right outside of the kitchen, then you want that staged in a way that almost creates for people to walk in and say, oh, I could imagine having a huge family gathering, you know, all the family over for Christmas or whatever that is. Because, you know, when people walk into a home, they want to see what their, whether it's luxury or not, what's their lifestyle? Do they host big barbecues and game night? Whatever that is, they want to be able to see it.
Yeah, that's really cool that you know, you're basically, it's, you're not even painting a canvas. You're having an empty canvas for them to paint.
Totally.
And I love that. That listing agents, and for you, because you're an interior designer, that probably gives you an edge like no other because you know how to.
Times.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, sometimes I think you can overthink it or, you know, what are some things that you see that other real estate agents mess up on when they're listing and staging homes? Do you see?
The number one thing is leading your client and really taking the reason they're hiring you is for your expertise. Don't be afraid to tell them, take down the religious artifacts. Don't be afraid to tell them to take down their children's photos. Talk about the safety of it and the why behind, you know, someone not wanting to see those things. And it's, you know, I don't feel like real estate agents have to have a design background. They just have to lead their client in what they know is going to sell the property. Seeing a seller in a home does not work when you're trying to sell that property.
Yeah, that's a great, you're phenomenal. This is a great guest. I'm excited about this. Another question I had for you is, what are the most important rooms that you usually stage?
So it depends. I mean, the most important is always the kitchen, the master bedroom, and whatever living space is right off of the kitchen. Those are the three most important. So if you have a client who's moving and has to make the home vacant, that is when typically I will go in and stage the kitchen, the living space, and the master bedroom. And if the master suite also has an ensuite, then that also is part of the master bedroom. And as long as you have those really are the most important spaces. And you can virtually stage the rest of the house in your photos. We sell a property twice, once online and once when people come through. You know, and if they're not moving and they're not taking everything, once the decluttering is done, then you can go through and whatever pieces they have that are great, then we use those. Things that aren't, we're just going to get rid of. And a lot of times I'll bring in, you know, maybe a throw and some pillows, maybe some artwork, plants, anything that makes it look like a model home without being overdone.
Yeah, that's awesome. Another question I had for you, it was the absolute no's when you see a house. When you're getting ready to list and you're going to start staging, what are some things that you see that have to absolutely change out of the gate when you see it?
Bright colors. You know, you see these rooms where they've done green and yellow and purple or, you know, anything like that. Or, you know, in kids' rooms where they've been allowed to maybe draw on the walls or, I don't know. I mean, for me, there's been, like naked pictures all over the house.
like single bachelor that house.
No, like they love artwork and they thought, you know, statues that, you know, and in Utah, especially
statues on Goonies.
Yeah. Those are things that are like a hard pass. And the other thing too, like if you have a bar downstairs, you know, it's not for everybody. So those are things too, that I always say, okay, you're probably going to need to tuck all of that away and make it look more like a wet bar. Gotcha. Without the booze, you know, yeah. Things like that are important to remember that you're not trying to only find one buyer that loves everything about your house. You're hoping to cast a wide net. Yeah. And you want all the buyers because that's how you're going to get the most out of your home dollar wise.
Yeah. That's really, I love the part about just the empty canvas so that they can paint that picture and then also generalizing it for everyone.
Right.
With tips to see. Let's loop back because it's your specialty to luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Luxury homes. Is there staging just inside? Is there outside the house? What are some other things that you focus on when you're staging these luxury homes that you normally don't have to focus on with just regular homes in the medium price range?
Well, a lot of your larger properties are going to have exceptional grounds. You know, I've done ones where they have pickleball courts where, you know, they've got this great big court and they needed a pickleball paint done.
Yeah.
So that it looks like what it is, you know, or if they have fountains that aren't turned on yet, flower beds, you know, all those little details, if their walkways aren't groomed properly. So a lot of it is your landscaping, your curb appeal, the front door. If it's got a very big porch, we're going to stage it with outdoor furniture. Because you want that lifestyle of being able to sit out on the porch and watch the sunrise or the sunset. If you've got great views of the mountains, we want to highlight that in a space that you can sit outside. If there's a pool, we're putting, you know, pool furniture, maybe some floaties in the pool for the grand opening. little things like that, because that's the lifestyle.
Yeah, I love the lifestyle approach. Have you ever had, because you're an interior designer and you're really good at your job, have you ever had, after, you know, you're listing a house and then the sellers come back and see what you staged, do you ever have them say, oh man, I don't want to move now? Have you ever had any of those stories?
Rarely. I think that they love it because we've talked extensively about what we're going to do. And this goes back to leading your clients. I'm always letting my clients know, remove your emotions. You're selling. We do not have emotions this moment forward. We don't worry what people are giving us as far as feedback. That's maybe not something we want to hear. And if you fall in love with anything that I've done, awesome, we'll do it in your next property, but we're not doing it in this.
Yeah, I love taking the emotion out of it, especially because when the buyers do come in, we're going to be very critical. I know when I bought a house, we went in and said, I don't like that. I like this. I don't like this color. I don't like that. Even sometimes they'll even be like, sad when you have the camera on, they can hear you like, ew, you're definitely changing that, right? It's just different things. I remember selling a house and people would say that about my house. And my wife would get so butthurt because she's like, I thought we did a good job with our kitchen cabinets.
Yeah.
Like, just different styles, different tastes. Yeah. I like the little touches you do on luxury because, like you said, I think people expect that. When they're going to a luxury home, there are little things like that. Have it immaculate because they have that lifestyle feel of not only just things to do, like a beautiful view, but also this is the immaculate house. I have the yard. I don't have to, you know, in the median price range, sometimes my yard just drives me crazy because I just can't afford to fix certain areas. Right. But when I'm leveling up, it's like, what part of the yard?
Yep.
Oh, sweet. This is taken care of. You know, it looks like it has a landscaper. This is great.
Well, and I think it's important what you just said when you're leveling up. So anyone buying in that luxury, you know, the multi-million or, I mean, right now in Utah, anything over $1 million is considered luxury, but a lot are. The thing is when you're buying in that, you are more seasoned as a buyer and a seller because you have bought before and you've sold before. And when you get to that point that you're buying those types of properties, you're not as concerned with the roof. You're not concerned with the little tic-tacky, you know, repairs that you're going to be doing. You're at a place where you can afford the mindset of, what view am I getting?
Yes.
What luxuries am I getting? What are the, you know,
the living room feel, the vault ceilings? Like, I can work with this. Yeah.
Right.
I think that's, and in Utah specifically, what I did is I wanted a specific neighborhood where I lived in. Very good neighborhood. The house I liked, I didn't love it, but I'm like, I'm in the neighborhood I want to be in. Mm-hmm. I can envision changing things in this house.
Right.
And it was exactly that. It was location and location only. And the views phenomenal. Everything there was what I wanted.
Right.
But I knew I could work with different things in that house. And I remember the first time I bought my house, the other house was like, oh, there's a nick in the wall. That bugs me. Or like little things like that. This one, couldn't care less. It was a totally different feel to it.
Right.
That's really cool. So what parts, areas do you work in on these luxury homes?
Oh, I work everywhere. It's funny. I can be in five counties.
Well, each
on a
county
Saturday.
Is a $1 million house. There is. I mean,
really?
I'm from Payson, Utah, and out
There's
in Elk Ridge, Woodland Hills.
There's a lot.
You can get, I mean, I think one of my favorite houses I see on, they add it all the time. It's in Woodland Hills, but it was a new build. It's probably a $2.5, $3 million house. It's beautiful. It's got all the views there. You know, that's great. You did mention before the podcast of something, what was on top of my head? I have it here. Staged to be a model home. I do love that.
Right.
So basically, tell me a little bit how the new, because new builds are really important in Utah right now just because the inventory is so low.
Right.
So great time to be a builder, right?
Right.
But tell me a little bit about that philosophy of having it become like a model home.
So if you, you know, if you've ever spent time going through a model home, you walk in and it's like over the top, wow. Everything is beautiful, but if you pay attention to the details, there's no like floor mats in the kitchen. There's not one in front of the sink. In the bathrooms, there's no floor mats because they want you to see the finishes. They want you to see the floor, the counters. It's staged to look really beautiful, but it's in the details of like we were talking about earlier. If you have this, you know, they do the fireplace and then where you can mount the TV, and then they have this great big bookshelf system. If you were living there, you'd fill it. Every inch of that thing, you would fill. In a model home, what you might find is on one side, they've got a stack of three books and then something like one of these vases. And all that space left open. And that is so that you can envision how much space you have for all of your stuff. And that's the whole point of creating a model home, is so that someone walks in and it's neutral enough that they are not focused on the furniture. They're not focused on those little details. They're focused on, oh, I remember my painting. That would look good above that.
Yes.
Right? Or
my books would fill well here.
My books would fill up this whole thing. Right? So that's what we want to create, is for a buyer to walk in and go, I can see myself in this house.
I love that. Last question I have for you is Parade of Homes. So Parade of Homes, a lot of times I have seen there's two types. There's stuff's all there. It's their house, so it has everything. But then I do see the staging piece there. Do people sometimes use Parade of Homes so that they can sell their house? Have you seen that, or kind of what's the difference between the Parade of Homes and just, you know, a listing for a brand new model home in a new build lot?
Well, so the Parade of Homes, I've been through several of them, and I've not really like dived in that. I think, you know, you do have your builders who are showcasing their work. You do have designers who are coming in and staging and showcasing their work. And I think it's, you know, it's almost like a big play production of everyone's work, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Because it really does, you know, and they pull from the colors of the year. I don't know if you're familiar with like the Pantone colors. Yeah. So they really utilize every aspect of that to really showcase their talents. And I think as far as like model homes, the thing that you have to remember is that when you have a builder who's doing an entire, you know, 200 plus homes in a community, depending on the builder, you know, your median sales price homes are going to be not cookie cutter, but you get to pick from like five different styles. And that is what is going to be in that whole area. Whereas the Parade of Homes, every single one of them is different.
Custom.
Totally custom. And it's a lot like, I mean, even, you know, your more luxury builders, they still only have so many different models. And they might have, you know, you can tweak some of those and you can bump out some of the walls, you know, tighten things up, go from a three car to a two car, to a five car.
Seeing different things where maybe they'll have the garage finished where they have the epoxy floors and the painted and they got the pantry, what's that called? The hidden pantry it's the Costco door. Is that what it is?
Where you can, the garage?
Yeah, where you can get your groceries and just push them in.
Oh, the pantry, what do they call it? It's like a pantry hideaway or something.
Yeah, the highway pantry. Yeah. A lot of things that is stuff they focus on. This is a great podcast for anyone looking to list their house. And I think a lot of times when you are looking, you can kind of tell who is a good real estate professional as well. Because when you walk into the house, I've seen times where we're shopping and as buyers and we walk in the house and it's a mess. Mm-hmm. Or we walk in, it's dirty. And it's like, it's just, you can tell they didn't use the right professional. So I'm grateful you're on here because you are the right professional. What's the best way to get a hold of you? If someone's listening to this podcast.
So I'm Jennifer Worley at kw.com with Keller Williams. My Instagram has all my info on it as well. And it's LadyJ_real estate.
Perfect. Well, if you guys are looking to list a house, a luxury house in Utah, Jennifer is one of the top real estate agents in Utah. She crushes it out here and she would love to help you. I think she's phenomenal. She's going to be on another episode because she's just, you're good at this.
Thank you.
Good job. thanks for this. And we'll get you on again.
Okay. Thank you.